Now, let's see. Johnny, how you doing? Are you all right?
Dave Fanning, how are you? I think the last time I saw you, you auditioned me for Your Star in 2004.
Wait a minute, hold on. I was like, damn, we should have recorded this. I could have cut that out. Well, are you, start that again. What?
Honestly, yeah. Myself and Fred Cook as well. The two of us were in the line to be the next Mickey Joe Hart. It was the year Chris Dorham won. And I went up. I can't remember. I think it was up in Port Leash. And myself and my sister in a band. And I think, yeah, it's the last time I saw you. It was a very long time ago. So it was you.
Was I nice to you? Was I?
Very nice. Yeah. You put us through. I think it was one of the other judges that did.
Really?
You liked it. Yeah.
Wow, I knew nothing about this. Okay, but I just say who this is, by the way, now, because everybody knows who you are these days, I'll tell you, especially half six tonight with the final, which I don't necessarily know a lot about, so you're going to have to fill me in on the details. Johnny Ward is who we're talking to, because Dancing with the Stars, the final is on this evening, 12 grueling weeks on air, and then the winner is going to be revealed tonight. So there's Cleona Hagen, there's Mairead Ronan, and there's Johnny Ward. They're the finalists, and Johnny, you are the one that we got on the phone here. So you're the last man standing, basically. How are you feeling, Johnny?
Yeah, good. I mean, you know what, just to even get to the final feels like winning. Realistically, we haven't got a bloody chance in hell. We really don't. Myself and Emily know that, so we're just going to go out there, give it 110% and look back with no regrets. The routines are very good, and she, you know, credit to her, she's come up with a really, really good show dance as well. Then we're doing the Joy from week one, and then week three, the Foxtrot as well. So it's a combination of what Emily chose, the judges, and then also the show dance.
Okay, realistically, you don't have a chance. Let me see. Oh, look, you're in the final. What are you talking about?
Look, I think last week was a kind of a bit of a learning curve to us when we were top of the leaderboards, and we just realised it means nothing. When we're top of the leaderboard and the judges are kind of, you know, flying your corner, and then it comes down to the public vote, and then we're still in the dance-off, so the judges have nothing. It's 100% completely to the public to vote. And I just think, you know, it's not a dancing competition. It comes down to campaigning and stuff like that. And we haven't really had time to go around campaigning. You know, you see, like the likes of John and Ray, they've had time to go around to primary schools and get votes and stuff like that. We just want to put all the work into the dance and stuff, you know. And like I said, it feels like winning, just being in the final as well. And just to look back with no regrets and just to enjoy it. It does feel like, at the end of the day, it's a glitter ball. And that's the only difference. But it does feel like the three of us have won the competition just by getting to the final. You know, it just seemed like an impossible task from week one. And to get here, it's just, you know, no one's going home tonight. It is all over tomorrow. We'll all very much, you know, run the finish line together. And it feels great. Really, really enjoying it.
All right, what about the physical challenge then? Because, like, I mean, you've been dancing all day, every single day for the last, whatever it is, 10 or 12 weeks, or even probably more, yeah, etc. I presume it's been pretty physically challenging for yourself, has it?
It has, especially with Emily's dances and her choreography. It's very difficult. But on the plus side, I've dropped 2 suit sizes, but none of my suits fit me. Even on the late day,
you have to get a new suit, do you?
Because I was just swimming in all the rest of them. It was like a 34 waist and down to a 30 waist, and it's mental. But there was about 2 or 3 weeks and I just didn't look very well.
Yeah, but I mean, hold on, the pressure tonight. I mean, is it true that you broke a record in Fair City for doing the most scenes in 4 days?
Yeah, 54 scenes in 4 days, which was crazy. And yeah, but the pressure tonight, I don't know, it doesn't seem as pressurising as the other night. Just because, you know, it's a worst case scenario. It, you know, I go out there and I mess up 3 dances. We're all going home tomorrow. We're all going home tonight anyway. And there's no dance off. We're just trying to enjoy it and just try and have as much fun as possible, because it has been grueling. It has been very nerve-wracking. It's been many ups. There's been many downs. And tonight I'm just going to try and sum it up all together and try and go out there with a smile.
Hold on a second, Johnny. I'm not here for... Look, give us a bit of controversy, will you? Come on, you hate Cleona or you hate Murray, do you? No?
No, not at all. Just Cleona Hagen is one of the most down-to-earth, genuine people.
Damn, that didn't work. Okay, I'll try something else. You hate the fact that you have to dance. No, wait, hold on a second now. You've got a background in theatre, but you don't necessarily have a background in dancing anyway. What would you say to those who feel that it puts you at an advantage in the competition, or are people saying that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You see comments on 9th and, you know, it's unfair because he's danced before, and it's just a credit to Emily's choreography at the end of the day, you know, how strong we work. Absolutely. I'm going to be truthful. Obviously, I've moved in the past. Like, when you're auditioning for things like pantomimes or musical theatre, you have to dance. But yeah, it's nothing like this. It's all just very skippy-skip and, you know, chorus dancing. And it takes the professional dancers who are involved about 5 minutes to learn, and it takes me and the rest of the actors about 5 weeks to learn. Do you know what I mean? So it's very, very click, like Copperface Jack's the musical. There's movement involved, but it's very coarse. It would obviously be acting and singing number one and number two, and then dancing is the last thing. It's not something I'm good at. It takes a long, long time to go in.
Right, and also, of course, like, you know, your father died in the middle of all of this, and you're going to have to cope with that now, maybe after this is all over. I mean, cope properly with your mum and all that. So you had a fight in the hospital. Do you think it was good to have had that? It was good for the two of you, because you really saw your dad being passionate, saying, you're not giving this thing up, sonny.
It just showed to me that, you know, he just showed his true colours, and it was just him that summed them up all together. No matter what I did, you know, even during Copperface Jacks the musical, when he started to get sick, and then obviously made a miraculous recovery afterwards, he was just, no, do it. He just wanted me to, it just kept him going, Dave, it really did. And he looked forward to watching the show every Sunday. And we did have an argument, because I just didn't want to do it, because I felt guilty. Just didn't want to be in a studio when my father was told he had 2.5 weeks to live. I was like, right, this is enough now, let's just get out. And he was just so upset with me, so disappointed. And with Emily as well. And just said, please keep doing what you're doing, because you're making... Sorry, I've got Demi Isaac Uviawi giving me kisses on the lips here.
Really?
And Holly Carpenter saying hello as well.
That's what happens on Sunday at 10 o'clock.
It's really difficult. It's really, really difficult. And it's a situation. And a situation I never, ever want to be in my life. And then he passed 2 days after that. And then you should go out and do a live show. And his last words to me were, F off. And which sums him up, because it's kind of the character that he is. But the argument that he had, and he said to me, that's why I feel like myself and Emily have won by just getting to the final, because we had a really uphill task to get to the final.
Well, look, you are in the final now, so after tonight, win or lose, what's next for Johnny Ward? Are you going to be back on our screen soon?
Yeah, I think the next thing is just to kind of go back now and be there for my mum. She's there on her own, and I'm going to try and do that as best as I can. And then also, Copperface Jacks Musical is coming back in June in the Olympia Theatre, and it's been extended until August, so it's going to be something to look forward to as well.
Right, indeed. Well, great. Listen, so the finalists then, Johnny Ward, who we're talking to, Cleona Hagen and Mairead Roman as well. Each celebrity is going to dance 3 times, and in the end, public vote will decide who goes home with the Glitterball Trophy. Dancing with the Stars final tonight, RT1 at 6:30. So all I can say next is, Johnny, good luck tonight, and sorry if you didn't win back in 2004.
I'll always hold that grudge against you, mate. I'll never forget it.
All right, good man, Johnny. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Johnny.
Thanks a million. Come on, take it easy. That is Johnny Ward. And it's at 6:30 tonight, as I say, on RT1. Here's